Preston and Steve Fun Size.
Since we're talking about Valentine's Day and doing things for your significant other and maybe spicing things up a bit in the bedroom.
You know, all these topics that arise around Valentine's Day.
Of course. There are some tips on how to rekindle things in the bedroom. And here's some statistics to throw out there to you. According to new stats, 52% of couples have sex twice a week or less. And the initial passion in most relationships now lasts an overall average of just 3 years, 3 months, and 26 days. Surprisingly, those aged 18 to 24 tend to lose the passion even faster, believe it or not, with the average time to spark takes to die standing at just 1 year, 2 months, and 2 weeks.
Wow. Well, you know, they blame a lot of that on undiagnosed gas leaks within the house.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't know
that. Well, you need to be aware of those.
It
could be deadly.
Yeah.
Generation Z is also least likely to try fresh ways to spice up their love lives back up and keep the heat alive.
Back up into this.
Yeah. With 1 in 5 stating that they are too self-conscious to explore new things in the bedroom.
I'm wondering if the wealth of online
porn
has
slowed things down.
Probably, right?
A little bit, yeah.
In the bedroom, you mean?
Well, yeah. You're, you know, if say you're a wealthy businessman.
Yeah, you don't have time.
You don't have time for flat pancakes or you know, for regular conventional sex.
Coitus.
And maybe it sets expectations too high.
Well, here's a sex toy provider called Pulsar X.
That's a great little robot.
Has revealed five.
That's Pulsar X.
Five simple
Push
ways.
Push that dildo button.
Five simple ways for couples to get creative, but I only have three of them. I don't know what happened.
I'll take care of your wife.
Yeah. Exactly. Hey, you bring.
You set this one out. I'll take care of your wife.
Pulsar
9000.
Pulsar
into the bedroom.
Engaging butt plug.
Engaging Benoit balls.
Talking beginning.
Cuddle mode.
Cuddle mode commencing.
Oh, my God.
All right. So here's something that I was not familiar with. Ledging.
Ledging.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of edging?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I have.
Okay, so edging, I'll describe that for you, Kathy.
Ledging is where you stand on when you can't get edging.
Edging describes the act of teasing yourself until you're on the edge of completion, then pausing and repeating the process to build to an eventual intense explosion of sorts.
Oh, wow.
The act can heighten the strength of said explosion, prompt you to concentrate fully on all of the sensations you're feeling, and help you control the point at which you will finish. with ledging, which is a little different than edging, you use a small unisex vibrator or bullet.
A bullet.
To tickle your hot spots until you're near finishing.
What did you do?
And then you take the toy off of your body and you pass it to your partner while you cool down and they heat up.
Well, it's like you're both tending to yourself.
Yeah. I got an idea. Why don't you buy two?
But you're taking it to the edge and stopping. And then sharing the toy like this is a clever way to introduce toys to a partner who may have been finding the idea of them intimidating.
You have any G.I. Joes?
Once a person has experienced the positive effects of a toy and what that can have in them, they're likely to view such gadgets less as enemies and more as assets.
Oh, my God. I have toys all over my house.
Yeah. Well, you start using them.
Which Batman do you want? Wow.
Yeah, use that for Peggy.
Yeah, this Peggy is going to hurt. don't tug on the cape.
Take the helmet off.
Yeah.
That thing's pointy.
Hey.
Batarang.
That one is weird where you're passing it back and forth like
isn't that just foreplay?
Yeah.
Well, yes, but it's a different kind of foreplay that you may not have tried.
Play.
If you're doing
that's the point.
If you do the regular, if you do the same things every time, it's basically saying you should change it up a little bit.
Oh my God, you're the king.
Try something new and different.
You know? I want you so badly. I make you feel so good. I'm blowing in your ear.
That's foreplay.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, make you feel so good. Let's have sex now. I'm done. I'm hungry. I'm going to sleep.
Ear blowing is stupid, by the way.
I never understood that.
So stupid. Yeah.
No.
It's, you know, it's, I don't stop that.
I like using the genitals as
an old-time
phone.
Ooh, stop it.
Yeah.
Stop.
You like using the genitals?
This is an old-time phone.
As an old-time
phone. Yes, who is this?
You hold
Bring.
One piece in one hand and one in the
other. Yeah, Marge?
Yeah.
Do you ever have anybody? This is going to sound weird.
Oh, yeah, oh, please bring
here
it on.
We
like,
go.
All right, so, but like licking and sucking your ear?
Licking yeah. and sucking your
yeah,
ear.
Yeah. As a full-blown adult, does that still do anything for you?
Yeah.
Because at 18, I was like, oh, my God, I think I'm going to, just from my
I think
ear.
I'm going to have a wet ear. Yeah. Oh, my God, my ear is so wet.
And if you're the other person, ooh, this ooh. Wax is delicious.
Oh, yeah. Mm. And the hairs tickle my yeah. tongue. Ooh, and look, there's wax M&Ms in here.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
when you're first experiencing intimacy, mm-hmm. when you're a younger person, and you think of the mistakes you probably made. Hopefully, you're with someone who's very kind and cannot lets those go. But when you're finding your way, unless you're there with a manual. Yeah.
Well, listen, I was reading another article you sent over, Steve, which was all about first kisses.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Some of the stories, and they were all from celebrities, and I forgot who it was. It was like Amy Adams or something, like a well-known celebrity. No, it was Katy Perry. And they were playing Spin the Bottle. And the first time she actually did an open-mouth kiss was during
Spin the Bottle? Yeah.
Second kiss, I think, for me was during a game of Spin the Bottle. But how it felt. Very, very bizarre
yeah.
having someone else's tongue in your mouth and how you don't know what you're doing.
You don't know
how to move it around. You basically just, just stick your tongue in there.
You're like, no.
And it's like, oh, my God, this is, wow, that's really weird.
Because
you probably got it wrong, but whatever.
Yeah, you've heard rumors.
Yeah.
You probably overplay with things at first, on your partner.
But like Casey was
saying. Let go of my nose.
Like the ear and everything. That was like, oh, my God, she's sucking on my ear.
Yeah, wow. But that used to be.
Oh, my God, I'm getting a hickey.
Blow in my ear and I'll follow you anywhere. That sort of thing. You remember really? That old saying? Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. Oh, yeah. Does that feel good, blowing in your ear?
Not me, but that's the old saying.
No. It's kind of loud and yeah.
It makes your ear cold.
Right. What are we doing here?
I don't know.
All right.
I like a handy.
Yeah, right. Can we try a handy?
Blow on that.
That didn't work.
Hey, not that. Let's try a handy. That's good foreplay.
All right. So here's another. Now, this is out. This list is out of the UK. These tips are.
Oh, God. They have bad teeth.
Well, no. This one says make a kettle kisses rule.
Kettle kisses rule.
Mm. You can lose yourself in a kiss so easily, yet many couples stop dedicating proper time to deep kissing as their relationship runs out or runs on. It says, make a pact that at least once a day when you pop the kettle on to share a cup of tea that you give your full focus to kissing for as long as the water takes to boil.
Why are we in this kettle again?
Maybe here instead of that you could do it like a Keurig, however long it takes to get your coffee going.
You know what? I'm saying like a 14-pound turkey.
Okay. Yeah.
Kiss that long.
4 hours.
In your heyday, when you were making out, when kissing was an essential entree into everything.
Kissing was a good night.
I used to look like a professional boxer. My chin and everything was so, red. It's just something you just did for so long.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I had a friend in high school, a girl, that we were just like... We would kiss.
I like kissing you, Casey.
We would. Thanks, Chuck. I like kissing you, too.
Thanks, man. It's good practice for when we get chicks, right?
Right?
We could just kiss.
We're going to be so ready when we get chicks.
But
let's keep practicing.
We got to talk about it.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. You got to shave.
Yeah. I hear you, bro. Totally going to ace it when we start kissing chicks. Sorry, man. I got a 5 o'clock shadow. Casey, coming over for kissing practice? I'll be there, bro. The chicks won't know it hit them, right?
Whatever your story was going to be, this is better.
Oh, man.
You are a good kisser, man. High five.
Give it up for Chuck, everybody.
Oh, that was so fun. But this girl, not Chuck.
Not Chuck.
We were just like kind of kissing friends, like we hung out, we were in the play together, and then but she was friends with another girl, and that I was friends with, so they were friends, and then we were friends, and that other girl, we weren't kissing friends. We were groping friends. We that other girl we never kissed.
That is a hard one to pull off.
What?
Where you bypass kissing mm-hmm. and become groping seems like
yeah.
you can't have the groping stage without the kissing stage.
So, God, I hope my family's not listening. But on the we would get picked up from play practice.
They tuned out during Chuck.
We get picked up from play practice, and my buddy's parents had a Ford Taurus station wagon.
Yeah,
me and the groping friend, we would sit all the way in the back. And just kind of like, and that's what we would do.
But you would explore each other.
But we had never, ever kissed.
That's wait. So you would fondle each other
yeah.
in the back seat while somebody else was driving?
In the way, way back. So you had the front seat and yeah. then the back seat and then
the way, way back.
The way, way back. Station
so
back back.
Were you doing it and nobody else knew what was going on? It was kind of funny in that regard to you?
It wasn't funny.
Ooh.
So how probative was
that,
it getting?
By the way, that was Harold. Not Chuck.
Dude.
Me and this yeah. other girl.
Your balls are awesome. Dude.
High five.
Chicks aren't going to know. We're getting so good at this, man. This it's different. They got innies, but it's the same thing.
I'm trying to think, Preston, if it was all, because it's so long ago, if it was all over the clothes.
Dude, you totally nailed my butt. High five.
How old were you?
Well, I didn't drive yet, so I was probably
14, 15?
15, 16, something like that, yeah. Really? It was when I was a junior in high school.
Yeah. Okay. It's do you... Kissing is something that is wonderful, and it's a shame that sometimes it just sort of leaves... Do you love the hugging and the canoodling?
Of course.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, holding hands and stuff like that. But just sitting around kissing, no, that doesn't happen anymore. That doesn't happen for a long time. That happens. That is, we're gonna get it on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're going to get our freak
when,
on.
Is when the deep kissing happens.
It's when you put the sock on the doorknob.
So it used to be different when you were just, you know, you'd be making out and you're hoping you're going to maybe get a little bit of action and...
It's like steaming up parked cars.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
We're going to get so good at this. Dude, we're going to be such good kissers. The chicks won't know what hit them.
I see this in the movies all the time, but did you ever kiss or practice on stuffed animals?
Like pillows or things?
Yeah.
No, I never did.
Yeah.
You know what you get most, sadly? You get most of your information from TV and movies.
Yeah.
That's what you're seeing. You know, that's why, Preston, you had an article or something you reported a while ago about unreal expectations being set, sadly, for younger people who are watching porn movies.
Yeah,
and you, like, you almost want to say, no, don't, that's,
right, yeah, that's
you, you might as well be watching Star Wars.
Right.
That's
right.
Not what it's like.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's a few things that I see in movies that I go, do people actually do that? And one of them is you know, kissing a pillow or stuff that
yeah,
I
won't yeah.
practice. And then the other one is talking into the mirror to, like, practice what you're going to say.
Your rap, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who do you call it? Like Paul Rudd does it in...
Or Taxi Driver.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and I Love You, Man.
Yeah.
You talking to me? You want to make out?
I think I probably used to do the hand kiss thing.
You know, did you?
Before I knew what it was like. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. All right, one last thing on here for this list. And, Steve, you'll love this. Escape Routine TV with a games night.
Oh, God, this is me. I love board games.
Board or card game
gives me every reason to off myself.
Can deliver the same level of diversion from the strains of everyday life, but offers more chance to interact with your lover and the opportunity to give things a bit of a twist. It's easy to amp up the adult action during a round of poker, chess, Guitar Hero, Twister, whatever, by deciding that an item of clothing must be removed every time someone loses or, you know, something happens.
What if you're out at, like, the church bingo thing, though?
Yeah, that might spice.
Match, could you put your panties back on?
Spice it up a bit. It says you could also try playing the soundtrack from an erotically charged TV series or movie in the bedroom.
Knight Rider.
To create an instantly intense, heady atmosphere or set the scene for some role play.
Michael, grab her buttocks.
Yes. So you could do some role play.
Do you ever put music on?
Only when we don't want the kids to hear what we're doing.
Sure, sure, and that makes sense.
Yep. No, but
do you
set the mood? No.
Do you have cameras around the house? Security cameras?
No, uh-uh. Why?
No, because actually Google sells these things, are, you know, and they're just easy to hook up. There's so many ways to do it now. A Wi-Fi camera you know, there could have been, you know, years ago, I think of parents or my parents, how they could have benefited from having a camera like down the hallway that, you know, we could just quickly see if something was happening and pop it up on the TV.
So anyhow, these are just a couple of ideas if things have been a little bit stale, but you can look these ideas up. There are some good things that just might spice it up, and I do recommend that.
Yeah,
I
mean, listen.
Why not?
So it's going to be 22 years, my wife and I, on Valentine's Day tomorrow. And how long for you?
19 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it blow your mind?
Yes, it does. I was thinking about it yesterday because our son is 18, and it's just,
And she and my wife, it's an amazing thing to realize it, but my best friend forever. You know, I mean, like that's to have that kind of relationship and have it, you know, it's what you hope for in life and with a relationship like that.
Want more Preston and Steve? Get the whole show podcast or Bizarre Files at PrestonandSteve.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.